It's Utica Comptroller Mike Seminaro. How are you this morning?
We're doing good, Mark.
Okay, so the big issue, the city of Utica's ambulance service, does it make the city money or does it not? Is it operating at a surplus or a deficit? And you're the man that would have the answers.
Mark, I understand the situation, why everybody's asking questions, because at every different period of time, you get a different answer depending on how much revenue and expenses have come in. Like I told you yesterday, the best time frame to use is the March 31st time frame for the city of Utica, because that's when our fiscal year ends.
Right.
So those numbers basically are pat. That's what the auditors use going forward. So I'm going to work off of those numbers, Mark. And as of right now, as of March 31st, the close of the city of Utica fiscal year 2011, the ambulance service brought in $1.73 million of revenue to the city of Utica.
And that's on the books. That's the official number, $1.73 million.
Absolutely.
And what was in the budget for that number, for the ambulance service?
The city had budgeted about $1.6 million, a little bit over that, $1.62 million. So it brought in over $100,000 more than what was anticipated. This year, in this year's new budget, there's $1.85 million allocated in this year's budget. And this is what's so very, very concerning to all of us down here at City Hall, and should be to the taxpayers. If this ambulance service ceases to exist as of Friday, that is a major devastating impact on the revenue side of the budget for the city of Utica.
Now, people are going to argue that it's not going to be that big of an impact because you just take it out, that budget line out of the budget. Is there any validity to that argument?
Well, how do you make up $1.85 million? Because when you look at the cost side of the budget and what it costs the city of Utica to operate the ambulance service at the close of fiscal 2011 on March 31st, it netted out, and this included the depreciation on the vehicles, the interest we pay on the bonds, et cetera, et cetera. The expense side netted out to about $900,000. So if you subtract that $900,000 from the $1.73 million that I mentioned to you earlier, there is a net surplus of around $800,000 that was booked in the 2011 fiscal year. That's significant, Mark. That's 4%
yeah.
tax increase. $800,000 is nothing to sneeze at. That's quite worrisome if you're going to lose that. And here's another point, and I think Chief Brooks brought this up in his interview. The ambulance were to cease this Friday, there are still costs associated with providing an EMS service because we are first responders that are going to stay in that budget. There are costs that are not going to go away, even if the ambulance shuts down tomorrow, because we are first providers.
Mm-hmm.
When someone makes a phone call and seeks help, the city on the other end, whether it's a police or a fire department, can't say, no, we're not coming. They have to respond. So there are costs that are built into this equation that are not going away.
So the EMTs that are sitting in the ambulances that are taking these calls, what happens? Would they be? They're already on duty. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So if they weren't sitting in the ambulances, they would be sitting in the firehouses.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, the cost associated with the ambulance service is reflected in the replacement overtime cost, because that's how they're paid. So that's where that earlier figure of $900,000, that some of those costs are in there. But their certification is staying because they still have to respond to emergency situations. So all those costs and the training are still going to be there going forward. That's not going away.
So that cost stays even
that
if...
stays that in stays. There. Now, the replacement costs will be reduced. There's no question about that, because they will not be riding ambulance 24-7 in many instances. So some of those costs will be reduced. There's no question about that. But the impact of the 1.7, and now in the new budget, the $1.85 million, that's huge, Mark. That's huge.
We're talking with Utica Comptroller Mike Seminaro about the ambulance service being shut down effective Friday. It looks like the mayor and the chief are going to have a press conference tomorrow, but we're going to be joined by Mayor David Raffaro in just a little while. Mike, it seems Jerry Krause wants the councilman at large. Jerry Krause wants a state audit. Where do you? He says you can't get the numbers, can't get the figures. Your response to that?
I understand the concerns of all the council people in that the number, it depends on who you listen to, Mark, and
yeah.
That's, you know, everybody puts their own spin on the numbers. Our office has been getting bombarded when this issue first started 6 years ago. We've provided more numbers and more reports and more everything to everyone and their Aunt Susie. But again, the numbers change from year to year. That's why I like to use the year-end fiscal year numbers. Those numbers now, you know, the ones I gave you yesterday and that we're putting together now are going to be final numbers. But when you listen to others that are against the ambulance service, they're going to put their own spin on that. So I understand the frustration that many of the council members go through, depending on who you listen. But when the budget director, when the deputy controller, when the controller's office, and even the city auditors come out and give you figures, I mean, those figures there have been scrubbed, scrutinized. Those are good, solid figures. And again, I like using the year-end figures. So that's what's going to be had moving forward. But I understand their frustration. Everyone's worried, you know, what's the next step on this, because this is a substantial amount of revenue. And Mark, we're just finishing our first quarter in this year's
right.
budget.
Yeah.
So going forward, that's a horrendous hit to take going forward. I mean, this is nothing to sneeze at. This is serious stuff here.
What happens if the ambulance service, when they get shut down Friday, and what happens to that money that was budgeted in the budget? Is there going to have to be a complete budget overhaul, or can it still kind of limp through the rest of the year?
No, you can't limp through the rest of the year. There's no question about that. And I'm sure the mayor, the mayor will address that issue when you talk with him. This is very serious. You know, he knows the ramifications or what's going to happen Friday if that ambulance service is shut down, and there's going to need to be drastic changes made. And it's not going to only be, you know, the mayor that's going to be deciding this, but also the common council too. I mean, everyone's in the same boat on this, and the fiscal integrity of the city of Utica and the services that are provided to our citizens here. Our services are second to none, Mark. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we provide a great service to our citizens. People are living today, Mark. People are alive today because of the service that is brought to them by the UPD in our police department on services provided on a daily basis. People are alive today. Russ has in his possession, Chief Brooks has in possession, and Mark Williams also has in their possessions letters that have been sent to just the magnificent, life-saving job these people do. And that is the impetus behind all this. We can talk about the numbers. I have to worry about the numbers, Mark. You know
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Chief Brooks, Chief Williams, they're worried about the safety end of things because they're the ones that have to respond. So we worry about the numbers. Chief Brooks, Chief Williams worry about the safety end of things. So this is a very this is a complicated issue on one respect, but it's a no-brainer on another respect that you want to provide the life-saving services that our citizens depend on.
I think you, when we were speaking yesterday, you brought up a good point that say there's a car accident on Genesee Street, the fire department will respond, and say an outside ambulance service, say Kunkel will show up, and the first responders for the fire department stabilize the victim, the crash victim, and then they pretty much just hand it off to Kunkel, who then makes the money off of that, right? I mean.
Yeah, but our first responsibility, Mark, is to provide that service
yeah.
at the scene. That's the first responsibility. And, you know, you bring up a very, very interesting point because we've had this debate for throughout the country. Should the towns, municipalities, state governments be in the private business run? No, they should not be. They should not be, Mark. But the problem comes in because of the actual disaster policies that are forced on city governments, on county governments. They look at every source of possible means for revenue so that we can provide services. If we had a responsive state and federal government that doesn't pour down mandates to counties and cities and lowers the cost of doing business for us, then we wouldn't, then municipalities and towns wouldn't have to compete and look for outside revenues in every stretch and imagination. There are other cities and places in the United States that are providing internet service. They're getting into, why? Because of these crippling mandates and these contracts that are in place that have just gone beyond reason right now. So, you know, if we all had our way, no, we would not be competing with private business. But, you know, we need help. We need the state and the federal government to put their fiscal house in order so that now can trickle down to the counties. Tony Pacenti eloquently puts it on your show many, many times. And the cities that can now get out from underneath these crippling mandates.
Utica Comptroller Mike Seminaro, final word is that the ambulance service does pay for itself, pretty much. Is that's your final analysis?
Yeah, I mean, the ambulance service provides a needed service. It provides revenue to the city of Utica. Net, and I use reverse psychology on this, if it were to end, look at the devastating effect that it would have on our city budget. So what does that tell you, Mark? Does it provide revenue to the city of Utica above and beyond what its costs are? Of course it does.
Excellent. Mike Seminaro, thanks so much for joining us.
Have a good day, Mark.
You too.